Welcome to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips. And tonight, we look at what it takes to start your own business. Couples who mix business and pleasure. We have two couples here, some of the top entrepreneurs in the region, who are going to talk about what it takes to take that leap into the deep end and start your own dream. And then we're also going to look at an innovative doctor who is adding hypnotherapy to the list of traditional practices. So it's going to be a stellar hour for you. And especially if anyone out there wants to start their own business, this is one episode you definitely don't want to miss, especially if you're thinking of starting that business with that special someone, that love of your life. You may want to hear what it's like to wake up with someone, go to work with someone, and come home and have dinner with them for the rest of your life. So we're going to explore what that sounds like. It's going to be quite interesting. And to do that, we have Natalie Crampton and Aaron Bentley, owners of The Event Company. The Event Company is one of the region's leading event management agencies operating in 10 countries. Started in 2008 and has been sprawling across the region ever since. Our next guests are Claudia van der Wolf and Michael Schroeder, founders of the Desert River. That's Claudia van der Wolf. And I had a bit of an issue with that, but I'm ramping up. By the end of the show, I'll definitely be able to pronounce the name properly. Apologies for that. But more importantly, the Desert River is a company which specializes in the distribution of European lifestyle brands and event rentals in the Middle East. They're going to be talking about what it's like. These are real couples. These people are married and they live together. They work together. They do everything together. So we're going to find out what that's all about in just a minute. But let's hear their bios before we get started here. Unfortunately, let's just have a little bit more of this awesome rock tune. Okay, we're going to play the bios down. Well, almost now. Not right away, though. If you like this song, you can SMS us at 4001 or call us at 04-423-1010. We're also going to have a competition. We have a sound effect. If you can guess what the sound effect is, you're going to win 1 hour of free executive coaching, free career coaching that will add, I would say, between 15 to 35% increase in your salary within 12 months. That's what this 1 hour could do for you. And if you can guess what our sound effect is, you could win that. And basically, once we bring the guests on, we're going to play the sound effect. So the contest is going to start right in this first segment. Okay, but let's have the bios. Before I launch the bios, though, I have to thank our producer, Linda Behringer, who puts this all together, who brought all these people together. She does a great job. Thank you, Linda. Okay, here's the bios. I'm going to play them now.
Today, The Event Company is one of the region's leading event management agencies, operating in 10 countries with an impressive client portfolio, including HSBC, BlackBerry, The Walt Disney Company, Estee Lauder Group of Companies, Toyota, and Dior. The Event Company is also extremely proud to work regularly on private events for the UAE royal family. Claudia van der Welf and Michael Schroeder founded Desert River in Dubai in 2003, a company which specializes in the distribution of European lifestyle brands and event rentals in the Middle East. They have 20 years of hospitality experience behind them from leading hotel and hospitality brands, including Hilton, Intercontinental Hotels, or Crowne Plaza. Both graduated from prestigious hotel schools in the Netherlands and brought their knowledge of the hospitality industry to the Desert River vision. With their keen interest in interior design, Claudia and Michelle have managed to build a strong name for Desert River and even launched a Desert River web shop in 2010.
Well, here we are with our couples. Mikhail, welcome to Eye on Careers. It's a pleasure to have you here with us.
Thank you, Shane.
And your wife, Claudia van der Wolf.
Hi, Shane. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you. Did I get the last name correct this time?
Claudia van der Werf.
Van der Werf. Okay. Thank you, Claudia. And, of course, Natalie Crampton and Aaron Bentley. Thank you for coming.
Hello. Thank Hi, you Shane. For having us.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you with us. And so quite a unique scenario. One, first of all, to be entrepreneurs, I think entrepreneurs are a minority in the population. And secondly, to be married to the person you're working with. That is something else. But Aaron, you're quite a crafty man because you actually married your boss.
Yeah, maybe a risky strategy, but it's difficult to fire me now, I think.
very crafty. So maybe we can start with Michael and Claudia. You know, what was the jump? How did you start your business? Obviously, you were working in the hotel business. What was the day where you guys woke up and said, listen, I'm handing in my resignation, you know, that's it, we're going to start this business, and that was the end of that. So I don't know which one of you wants to tackle.
I'll tackle that one, Shane. Thank you for the question. The day was actually the day that we both had jobs in Dubai and we're very happy here. Had just been here for a couple of months, and I got a phone call saying we're going to move you back to Europe, where I came from. And we started to enjoy life in the Middle East, and we enjoyed the jobs. But there was crisis in Europe. We had to go back, and so my boss called me and he said, "I'm giving you a choice. I'm putting you in the position of a general manager of a hotel in Europe." And I said, "Well, I don't really want to do that. What is your choice?" And he said, "Well, there is not really a choice. The alternative is basically that we end the relationship here." And we had saved
up. You didn't want to be a general manager of a hotel? That sounds like a pretty good job.
It is an excellent job, but it had always been on my mind to start my own company one day. And then we had saved up a little bit, not enough, I guess, but a little bit. And we thought if there ever is a time to do it, this is the time to do it in Dubai.
Well, I want to thank the ICAEW, the sponsors of our show, the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England of Wales, who make this possible to bring this show to you. We are going to be right back with Claudia's version of the story. Hopefully it echoes what Michael has just said. And as well, we're going to listen to Natalie and Aaron's recount of how they started their business, what were the drivers. And if you're thinking of starting your own business, things you need to look out for if you are also gonna fall down this route. And here's a little more of an awesome rock tune before. She said love,
love above. Now Dubai Eye 103.8. Stay one step ahead.
Welcome back to Eye on Careers. It's the Lovebird session. Couples who work together, live together, they're married, they do things together we can't mention on the radio. And this is the favorite song of Claudia and Michael, the founders of Desert River, a company which specializes in the distribution of European lifestyle brands and event rentals in the Middle East. Yes. They see each other every day from the time they wake up to the time they go to sleep. So, Claudia, we were just hearing Michael's version of how you started your company. So he basically was offered a job of being a general manager in another country, which he didn't want to do, and he said this is the time. And but you also had a job. What was it that day where you said, "That's it, I'm quitting as well"?
Well, actually, I already had quit my job before that because I simply wasn't really enjoying it. So you can imagine it's not really a good position to be in when then you find yourself together and you don't really have jobs. And let me just say
I think
that
that's awesome, though, because, you know, the best part about a job, I think there's two good points about having a job. One, when you first, it's like a boat, right? Mm-hmm. When you first buy a boat and when you sell the boat, and your happiest time is when you first get a job, it's so amazing. And then when you get rid of it, you're like, All right. No, weren't you? Didn't you feel great when you got rid of?
It was, of course, a time of worry as well. But we were there in a region that we really enjoyed. And let me just say that it was actually mainly Michael's idea to start our own company. And I just said, okay, well, as I don't have a job, I might as well help you out and, just see where we end up. And here I am 11 years later and still managing the company together with my husband, which is nice.
All right. So, well, that's good. So you started, which is nice. A lot of people look forward to when they can get away from their partner for a little space. But you guys are together, but you're not the only ones. We have another couple here. And here is their wedding song. This was the...
You smile, woman. You treat me so darn, darn fine. Give me such an appetite. And I need you loving every night.
You guys have smiles like are just bursting here to the ears as you listen to this. You guys are in love. It's sickening.
You're making us blush.
This was the love song for Natalie Crampton and Aaron Bentley, the owners of the event company. The event company is one of the region's leading event management agencies, operating in 10 countries. With 3 offices across the Middle East and North African region. So, Natalie, you started the company when you were 23 years old.
Yes, fresh out of university. Unlike Michael and Claudia, I didn't really have a plan. All I knew is that I wanted to work for myself. I wanted to be independent. I thought I would be an event freelancer to start with, but it quickly snowballed and it ended up becoming the event company. Aaron and I didn't start the business together, but Aaron was definitely played a huge part in starting the business. He had a day job, and then he would help me out every evening, every morning, every weekend, to the point where about a year later he said, Natalie, I can't hold down 2 jobs anymore. I need to quit my job and come and work permanently with you.
Aaron, were you really interested in helping her in the business, or were you interested in potentially other things?
I was working in an advertising agency, so there was a fair amount of crossover in terms of helping clients and managing clients. But I remember clearly trying to get some sleep, and we were living in a studio when we first came to Dubai, and Natalie was working away, and I was losing my temper because I could just hear click, 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 click all night. And now when things like that happen, I'm usually sat beside her working away. So I think it's been a big help in our relationship to actually bring the two together.
You were dating before she started the company?
Yeah.
Because it didn't sound like that. It kind of sounded like, you were working for her and then you kind of like were dating your boss.
No,
or something.
Luckily that would be a bit weird, I think. So luckily,
and against our company policy.
Yeah, it's in the handbook. You're not allowed to do stuff like that.
How can you say it's against your policy when the owners are married?
Doesn't even make sense. We predate the trade
license.
Doesn't
even make sense.
We make the handbook up.
So it's like...
We changed that bit.
Is it? So, If two people were doing, really great job in your company, actually started dating, you would fire them? Or you wouldn't?
No, of course not. We obviously have a policy within our handbook.
Rules are there to be broken.
Yeah. No,
sorry, what was that? Was that, Michael?
You fire only one person, no?
Oh. Well, that's good because we actually have 2 of your staff. They're online now, and they've been having an affair for the last 2 years, and we're going to bring them on. They're on line 3.
Okay,
are you ready? Here we go. Hello? No, I'm just joking. You guys are a little nervous. I made that up. I made that up. Okay. No, so that's great. So you started it just as a freelancer just because it was a passion thing.
Yeah, it was I really didn't know anything about running businesses. I'd only been in the country 3 months, so I didn't, I wasn't experienced here. I was fresh out of uni, so I didn't know what I was going to be doing. I was still kind of trying to find my feet. And yeah, I started as a freelancer and it did snowball very quickly. With the help of Aaron, of course. Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Champagne. Nice little touch there.
She's just being nice so you don't say anything about, you know, what she did, you know, before on live on radio. You know, what were some of the biggest, you know, what was the biggest challenge as you kicked this business off in your first 12 months? I mean, you know, this was a new thing for you. What was the most challenging thing between...
It's about finding direction, I think, and that is really difficult because you know in your heart that you want to achieve something, and you've got some ideas, but not everything works, and you need to really spend time in getting to know people and putting yourself out on the market, and that can be a bit discouraging sometimes as well. So every day to find that passion again and then find a direction, I think that was the most difficult part in the beginning, especially.
Was finding your direction.
Yeah, finding a direction. So you know what you want, you've got the enthusiasm, but you just need to find a focus, I think, and really, how do you say that, describe what your business is about. And in the beginning, it's more a feeling, and then slowly it turns into something really tangible.
So initially, you weren't going to be supplying furniture and supplies as... you know, what was initially, like you said, you had to find your direction. What was your initial direction as you started the company?
We started actually with a remote control system for the house, so you can switch on and off your lights remotely. We just got to that through a friend of ours, and it was a lot of fun to do, but you know that your heart is not really in it, and it was a good product, but then we came across someone who had these beautiful lights, and we thought, wow, that's really something we like, because we're both really into design. And the lights were quite expensive. And then somebody else said, well, I can't buy them from you because they're really expensive, but why can I not rent them for you for my events? And then things start falling into place. We're both from the hospitality industry, so we got a passion for five-star service. And then you just find your direction and you think, okay, we're on to something.
So when you started, you know, the company that initially what you started is totally different than what you're doing now.
Yes, in a way it is. I think we can say that, yes.
So you kind of just have to feel your way through the dark and find your revenue stream.
Yes, absolutely, you do. Yeah.
Listening to customers as they come in, you know, hey, I like this light, let's get more of these. And you kind of just felt your way through it.
Yeah, and not be afraid of trying out new things, and also sometimes finding the courage to say to each other, you know, this is not working. Let's try and do something else. And how can we make it work?
What was you know, an example of the biggest thing that didn't work in the first couple of years where you're like, we really need to drop this really quickly?
Well, I think it was maybe this remote control system. And again, not because it was a bad system, but simply because our heart wasn't entirely in it. So we like being in sales, we like meeting people, we like negotiating, but you also have to do it with a product that you like and something that you would either put in your own house or that you would use yourself, I think.
Right. And so now you don't, you know, what's your biggest, you know, revenue stream in terms of, is it the furniture rentals? Is it the light rentals? Or, you know, what's really kind of the mainstay of your business now?
It's 50-50 really. So 50% is the furniture rentals, and then 50% is trading. But I can honestly say that every single product and service that we sell, we really, our heart is in it. And I think that's really important.
So you must have a massive warehouse with all this furniture just stacked.
Yeah, you should come and visit. It's good fun. We even have a warehouse cat.
A warehouse cat. Mm-hmm. And we're going to hear the biggest challenges that Natalie and Aaron faced, besides the sound of Natalie's typing, which drove Aaron up the wall. But we're going to find out exactly what some of their biggest challenges were in just a minute. This, if you're thinking of starting your own business, this is one episode you don't want to miss. Natalie Crampton, Aaron Bentley, owners of the event company, and Claudia Vanderwerf and Michael Schroeder, founders of Desert River, are talking about how they started their businesses and how they did it together.
Dubai Eye 103.8, keeping you up to date with what matters in the UAE. Stay one step ahead.
Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, and we're looking at what it takes to start your own business. If you've ever thought about taking that jump of jumping off in the deep end, walking in on Sunday morning or Monday morning, depending on where you're listening to us, and throwing in that resignation and saying, that's it, I'm going to start my own show, I'm going to chase my dream, I'm not doing this anymore. What it takes to do that, what things you should be looking out for, for. We have not one, not two, not three, but four people on the show right now who are talking about how they did it, what the challenges were. And even more interestingly, they're married, not all four together, but there's two couples here. Natalie Crampton and Aaron Bentley, owners of the event company, and Claudia van der Werf and Michael Schroeder, founders of Desert River, all talking about how they jumped off and started their businesses. So Natalie and Aaron, we're going to kick off with you talking about, you know, what was the biggest challenge as you started that company in that first year?
I think one of the biggest challenges was the lack of resources. So when I look back now, we didn't have people in the office. We were running around meeting clients. Then we were setting events up, dealing with suppliers, dealing with finance. You know, there was 110 things to do every single day. And it was exhausting. You had so many different hats. You were the accountant. You were the new business development person. You were an event manager. There was a lot. And it was physically and mentally absolutely exhausting. But you just have to keep your eye on the goal. You have to eye on the prize. You have to remember where you want to be. And you just have to go through these processes. And at times you want to give up, but you can't. You've got to stick with it because you know where you want to go.
And did you want to give up? I mean, you started your business in 2008.
That's correct, yeah.
That's a great time to start a business, a financial crisis. GDP dropped in Dubai by 50%, I think. You were like, oh, great, let's start a business.
Yeah, so I broke the news to my friends and family in September 2008 that I was going to start my own business. They all thought I was insane. They all encouraged me not to. They all said, I think you're better off looking for a job. But I thought, you know, we were in a good position because Aaron had a job. So I had the security of his income. We didn't really have any real responsibilities. I just left university, so nothing, you know, no real major responsibilities. So it did feel like a good time, and it was.
So for you, you just knew this was for you. Like working for a company just didn't fit.
No, it didn't. I don't want to say I have a problem with authority, but I do quite like to be doing my own thing, and I always have been quite single-minded and quite independent in what I want to do. It didn't really work.
And Aaron, what about you? At what point did you say, that's it, I'm quitting my job, I'm doing this full time?
We were flying back from a holiday in the UK, and I remember turning to Natalie and saying, on Sunday I'm going to go in and I'm going to quit. And I remember getting back on Sunday, saw my colleagues and everything, which was great, and went and spoke to my then boss, and he started telling me about all these new projects we had. And I remember I just said, I'm sorry, I've got something to tell you, I'm actually going to resign.
Uh-oh.
So it was a bit of a blow, I think, for him, maybe a surprise, and if he's listening, I'm sorry. But looking back, it was probably one of the best decisions I've ever made in terms of being your own boss and doing your own thing. I could wholeheartedly recommend it to everybody listening.
Recommend it to everybody. Best decision you ever made.
Yeah, I think so.
But, you know, you didn't always feel like that. Because now it's been, what is that, 7 years? Michael's already pointed out that I can't do math, but I'll get him later. But don't worry about
it
that.
Might
Michael,
been...
but... You know, it's been 7 years. So, you know, a lot of people say, now you're in the harvesting stage of business. People know your brand. People, you know, business call, you have repeat business. But the first 2 years, people don't know you. What did you ever feel like quitting?
I think the feelings that I spoke about, feeling emotionally and mentally exhausted, you're kind of in those first couple of years on an emotional roller coaster. You'll wake up one day and you'll be like, yes, this is brilliant, I've really achieved something, something's happening, I'm going somewhere. Then you get an email and your mood changes, and you know you get some bad news, you get good news, you're just constantly on this emotional roller coaster. But you just have to stick with it.
Now, Claudia and Michael, did you guys ever feel like quitting, ever feel like throwing in the towel?
We tried a lot of things, as Claudia explained, and nothing seemed to work. And at the end of year two, we were out of resources, out of energy, out of passion. Your relationship hits a low because of it.
Your relationship, your marriage was on the rocks.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, and it's just hard to stay motivated if nothing works. And I guess it's been said before many times, but just when you're about to give up, you're very close to succeeding. And it's what we did. We held on to it, which I think everybody should do. Just keep on going, keep on changing until it works, because ultimately you will succeed. So just a month before we were about to give, months after we were about to give up, we got a successful breakthrough.
You were about to throw in the towel.
Absolutely.
30 days before.
Yeah.
But isn't it a bit claustrophobic because you're fighting potentially in the office? Obviously, you know, there's abrasive moments, and there's nowhere for you to get a breather, you know, because you're probably driving home in the same car together, and you're in the house together.
And we look at it positive. We have a fight in the office and we don't have to stop at 6 o'clock. We just take it home.
You're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna throw the potatoes at you at the dinner table, so the fights just go on and on then in those scenarios.
So does the love. If the passion is there, if the passion is there, and you just continue, and obviously you have to switch off once in a while, but it is good to work together and to have the same goal, because you can work on it day and night if you want to. That is.
Do you recommend it? I mean, you know. Or is it better to have that space?
I would definitely recommend it, because, and even I said it 12, 13 years ago when we'd been together for not very long. I said, I love you a lot, but I can't imagine ever working with you. It must be really terrible. But then you find out actually you can work together as long as you have that common goal and you share your successes and you have these little jokes together that only the two of you understand. And if one of you hits a low, then the other one is always there to pick you up. It's having the ultimate sparring partner. So you can do it. And if you manage to put the little irritations aside, that obviously will occur once in a while, then I think you got a great recipe for success.
So you do recommend it.
I definitely do recommend it.
But you have to say that on radio with Michael sitting right beside you. You can't be like, don't do it. Yeah, you know, is it? Yeah.
Well,
that pause just means yes.
It's just very good to have someone who you can share all this with, and I've got some very good friends who are also
sweet
entrepreneurs. They go it alone, which is, I find, really I admire them, but they sometimes hit problems that they just cannot discuss with anybody else, and I think it's just good to have someone around with who you can talk to all the time.
That's a good point. I mean, you know, for a lot of entrepreneurs out there, you know, they come home and their partner has no clue, you know, what they're going through, the stress, the emotional roller coaster. Hard to relate unless you're going through it.
If you can just add one important thing to it, why we would recommend it is the ultimate trust is with your partner. So whatever happens in the company with the employees, there's always one person that will have exactly the same interest in mind, and you will not have that with employees. You will have that with your partner. So that's a very big benefit, I would say.
Right. So you have the trust factor that you can't have with potentially a partner who's trying to take your shirt.
Well, you know, you can have it with a partner,
your wife, but maybe taking your shirt for other reasons.
Of course, no. with your life partner, it's different than with a business partner.
Sure. So we're gonna be right back, finding out what Natalie, Aaron, Claudia, and Michael think it takes to be a successful entrepreneur, what they look for when they're hiring, and what are the key traits you need to launch your business from ground zero to the multi-million dollar success stories that we have today in the studio. So we'll be right back in a minute.
Dubai Eye 103.8, award-winning news, business, sport, and lifestyle coverage. Stay one step ahead.
I'm your host, Shane Phillips, and we are looking at what it takes to start your own business. And we're also featuring two couples who live together, love together, work together. They've started their businesses together, and they do just about everything together, and they seem to be they seem to be very happy, unusually happy. It's kind of sickening, but that's another story. They're in love, and they have very successful companies that they run together. They are Natalie Crampton, Aaron Bentley, owners of The Event Company, and Claudia Vanderwerf and Michael Schroeder, founders of Desert River. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you.
And welcome, Claudia.
Thank you.
And welcome, Natalie.
Thank you.
And Aaron.
Thank you.
So, you know, here we are in the last little leg of this section. I want to know, you know, you guys have both kind of taken the plunge successfully, built a business from ground up, with not starting with, you know, a little more than the shirt on your backs. What do you think it really takes? What are the key traits of a, you know, successful entrepreneur personality-wise?
I think one of the key things that Natalie and I sometimes discuss is that we're putting in our serious amount of time in the office at in your sofa with your laptop on your knee, doing things when you just want to go to bed, but you're kind of pulling your fingernails out to finish that proposal or get back to somebody when you should have done. So a work ethic, which I didn't know I had until I had to have it, is key, I think.
Work ethic, number one. I think you guys got up at 4 a.m. every day this week.
Yes, we're feeling quite tired. It's been a particularly busy week. We don't get up at 4 a.m. every week, but this week's just been busy. It's a busy season for us. So, yeah, we've been up at 4. We've been on our laptops by 5 a.m. So it's been a long week.
That's crazy. Do you have to do that, or do you just go to bed early? What time do you go to bed when you're getting up at 4? Honestly, be honest now. Be honest.
Bedtime can be anything from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. It's
You can't go to bed at 3 and get up at 4. That doesn't happen.
Aaron has done it. Events are 24/7, so yeah. You've got to be there to set up the event, run the event, and pack away. We have a team, obviously, that help, but sometimes you literally get an hour sleep if you're lucky.
A lot of people say, I'll have my own business so I can work less, and that's a lie, isn't it? You work more than you've ever worked in your life.
I think if you're very passionate about your business, and it's one of the most important things to you, you want everything to be perfect, you want everything to be right, and I think you don't stop it, you don't settle for anything less than the absolute best.
Is it passion or fear? Because you're really scared that something's going to mess up, that's why you're running on set. It's not that you're passionate about it, isn't it? Is it fear, isn't it? But it's not PC to say it's fear-based, but it's fear-based, isn't it?
That's what gets
you up at 4 in the morning, is fear, not passion.
A bit of both. I mean, when I'm on my laptop at 5 a.m.,
You're like, this is great. I love this. This is so awesome. Yeah, right.
No,
it's so glamorous.
You're like, the stage isn't going to be there. I know the stage's not going to be there. I'm going to send this guy a message. Admit it.
There is an element of truth.
But we like our job. I like my job. But yes, 5 a.m. is not ideal.
So that's fear. Okay. So work ethic. Claudia and Michael, do you guys feel, you know, that's one of the key elements? Do you have an unusual work ethic? How many days a week do you work?
I don't agree with the fear thing. I think it's just a natural drive.
I'm not scared of anything.
Drive and passion of the person and a desire to make it happen. I mean, the fears in the first few years, after some time, you know what you're doing.
Had fear in the first couple of years.
Exactly, the first 2 years. More fear than I was looking for. But so we overcame that. Now we're comfortable. We know what we're doing. We know what we can handle. So it's not fear. It's just a pure passion and drive. And that's what makes us work 7 days a week. And we don't mind. We really like it. And yes, we can switch off if we have to. But we don't mind talking about work 24/7.
But don't you get burned out if you're working 24/7?
No, you don't. Not if you do what you like. If it doesn't feel like a job, it just feels like a lifestyle. It's who we are. It's what we do, and we enjoy it. And yes, every day has got its ups and its downs, but in general, it's so rewarding that you just keep going.
You keep going. So, when you're hiring people, let's just start with Michael, and we'll go around the room. What are the top one or two, three things you look for when you're hiring?
Okay, I have a clear top three. The first one is the sparkle in the eye, the passion that you can immediately see with any person, whether it's there or not. The second is the honesty level, more difficult to measure, but very important for us. And the third one is the drive to work very hard, as Aaron said. And if people are not willing to put in the hours, then it's not a place for us, because we are in the event business. You need to be available 24/7. And if you don't like it, get a job at another company.
Claudia?
Yes, I agree with that. And it's not so much about the skill level or maybe even the intellectual capacity of a person, but I can give you an example. We have lunch sometimes at a food court in one of the shopping malls, and there's this guy there, and he's a cleaner, but he walks up straight, he's always busy, he's got a big smile on his face, and the minute you put something on the table, he'll clear it, and that's just really the kind of persons that we're looking for.
So you hired him?
He's doing his job with pride. Well, we're working on
that. We made him an offer.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah, because you can immediately see if somebody has the passion. So even if we're having dinner in a restaurant, if there's a good waiter, we will give our business card. Mm-hmm. And they know exactly what to do.
All right. So I think service just ebbed up a notch across Dubai. Is saying, you know, do a great job. You could get an offer on the spot, especially if Claudia or Michael are around. So you look for that, almost that kind of pride in your work.
Yes, absolutely. And no matter what sort of level someone is working on, just do your job and do it well. And, you know, then we're also good to you as a company, I think.
Well, I saw that this morning. I was in the airport at like some crazy hour. And then the girl who was serving these fresh juices, she was like, good morning. She was so happy. I was like, my God, it's crazy. You actually, like, she was doing a great job. It was unbelievable. Natalie, what do you look for when you hire someone?
Exactly the same things that Michael and Claudia have just described are the things that we look into. In addition, I really like people within the events industry that have good logic and common sense. It sounds really basic. My favorite way to test this is in the interview process. We ask all the normal questions. Tell me about your experience. You know, all those usual questions.
Tell me what's your weakness.
Yeah, all of those.
You
questions.
Ask that question.
Yeah, all of those. And then occasionally we just throw in the odd question. So my favorite one to test logic is, or problem solving, is, so can you just tell me how many golf balls do you think are in a double-decker bus, would fit into a double-decker bus? And
6,423.
I have no idea what the answer is, but I want to know how
Googled
you got there.
I just Googled it. No, do you really ask that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what kind of answers do you get?
Some really good answers. We had people they run you through it, and they're like, okay, in a square meter you can fit this many golf balls. It's a great answer. Some people just come up with what you said, is, you know, 3,612, and
you don't hire those
people.
No, sorry, you don't.
You failed. Sorry.
But I was double what he said. I was double that. I failed. Damn it. Okay. Never mind. So the golf, besides the golf ball question, so you look for the ability to
problem solve.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Analytical skills.
Yeah.
That's the number one
because,
thing for you.
Because working in events, you do very much have to think on your feet. So I do like to throw in those questions because, yeah, it involves thinking on your feet. Everybody prepares for the usual interview questions. Tell me about your skills. Tell me about your previous experience. But when you throw in those kind of questions, it is about thinking on your feet as well. And that's what events is. So.
Unfortunately, that's it. We're almost all out of time. And I want to thank all of you for coming out. And thanks so much for sharing your stories of what it takes to make it, and we look forward to watching your businesses blossom as you move forward into 2015. So thank you so much, Natalie and Aaron.
Thank you, Jane.
And thank you so much, Claudia and Michael.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you.
That was Natalie Crampton and Aaron Bentley, owners of The Event Company, and Claudia Vanderwerf and Michael Schroeder, founders of Desert River. If you missed any of what they said, you can get it on our website at dubaii1038.com/iOnCareers and click on the podcast. And you can also look them up online and give them a ring. And apparently, if you're doing a good job wherever you are, they may find you and make you an offer.